On a sunny January afternoon, the Reynolds branch of the Boulder Public Library was brimming to capacity, filled with people who had come to learn more about industrial hemp. Veronica April Carpio is the founder of Grow Hemp Colorado and Colorado Hemp Coffee, the two organizations who hosted this public meeting.
Hemp is so versatile. It's not only good for health benefits, for foods, for building materials, for our clothing. It's so diverse. So there's really unlimited possibilities for hemp.
Das, the founder of Hemp Ice Cream, spoke a bit on the protein benefits of hemp.
My sandwiches, my hemp ice cream sandwiches, a 4-ounce serving gives you 6 grams of protein. That's why we call it a hemp ice cream. Instead of a whisper. You gotta have better than a whisper if you're gonna change some laws. And we just passed Amendment 64, and we have hemp agriculture well on its way.
Laura Podorf from the Colorado Department of Agriculture answered questions on how the transportation of hemp on roadways, as of now, will not be regulated.
Currently, there are no restrictions that we are aware of to transport this product, because you have to understand that our inspectors, when they come in and take samples of your crop, are also going to be transporting this. Correct. We cannot put it in FedEx. We cannot ship it in the mail. Correct. So we are going to be transporting it. And to be honest, there are no regulations, no requirements that processors register.
After the panel, I caught up with Eric Volk, Dr. Bronner's representative and hemp activist. He commented on what roadblocks lie ahead for farmers, such as the inability to obtain insurance for their crops.
The big thing that I represent here is just the marketability right now of the products. And the boom that's really occurred last year, $550 million of hemp products were sold in America, none of which were grown here. So it is going to take some acts of civil disobedience by the farmers because they're not getting the Fed support. But at the same time, the risk is going to be more on that level than financially, because what we're seeing in Canada is they're averaging $200 to $400 per acre, whereas just over the border for things like corn and soy, they're averaging only $100 to $200 an acre. So there's huge, great opportunity for Colorado farmers.
Veronica also commented that the biggest problems right now are federal restrictions, and that access to seeds will be the first major hurdle.
So we're still looking at similar issues the marijuana industry is regarding banking farmers with possible issues regarding their property or their insurance or their seed is really the biggest issue dealing with an import. So we're trying to get the heads of everybody from customs together, from the DEA and other people, even if that means a temporary exemption for some of us to do a large a shipment in here so we can do something fruitful over the summer of 2014.